So here's a question that's probably keeping some medical educators up at night. Can artificial intelligence actually write good case studies for teaching? Not just any case studies, psychiatric vignettes. The kind of clinical scenarios students and residents use to learn about everything from major depressive disorder to schizophrenia. Well, a new study out this week in NPJ Digital Medicine took on exactly that question, and the answer is complicated. The researchers decided to put CHAT-GPT-5 Pro to the test. They had it generate psychiatric vignettes depicting patients using chatbots, then had expert clinicians evaluate them on several dimensions: diagnostic relevance, sufficiency of clinical features, clarity of explanation, and, this is crucial, safety and ethical framing. Let's dig into what they found. The good news first. When it came to chatbot relevance and diagnostic sufficiency, the AI actually did pretty well. Both scored around 3, 6 out of 5. That's solidly in the good range. And some conditions performed particularly well. OCD vignettes, for instance, showed the strongest diagnostic relevance. The major depressive disorder cases that included suicidality had the most robust diagnostic features overall. So if you're using these for general case-based learning, there's real potential here. But here's where things get concerning. The safety and ethics scores came in significantly lower, about 2. 99 out of 5. And this wasn't a marginal difference. The researchers found statistically significant gaps between the safety domain and literally every other domain that they measured. What does that look like in practice? The vignettes often lacked sufficient protective factors, didn't adequately frame help-seeking resources, and weren't robust enough in their risk assessment components. If you're teaching residents about suicide risk or acute psychiatric crisis, that's not ideal. There's also an interesting pattern worth noting. Psychosis-related conditions, schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar disorder with psychotic features, these all scored lower on diagnostic sufficiency compared to anxiety and depression cases. We're talking 3. 33 to 3. 44 versus the higher scores for other conditions. That's a meaningful gap in the educational quality. One more methodological note that's actually kind of interesting. The inter-rater reliability was quite low across the board. ICC under 0. 30 for everything. That sounds bad, and maybe it is, but there's a silver lining. When raters were asked about adjacent agreement, essentially, did they agree within 1 point on the rating scale? It was exceptionally high. We're talking 92, 6 to 100% agreement. So raters basically concurred on the ballpark quality of these vignettes, even if they didn't agree on exact scores. What I find most interesting about these findings is the story they tell about what ChatGPT-5 actually did. The researchers noted that the AI-generated vignettes typically portrayed chatbot use as what they called a, quote, context amplifier, rather than an initiating cause of psychiatric symptoms. In other words, the chatbot showed up in these cases as a background factor or a tool the patient was using, but not as something that actually caused the mental health crisis. From an educational standpoint, that's actually conceptually sound. That's probably the more accurate clinical picture in most scenarios. But that doesn't solve the safety problem. And I think that's the real insight here. It's not that ChatGPT can't write realistic psychiatric cases with appropriate diagnostic features. It can. The problem is that it doesn't reliably integrate the kind of risk assessment, safety planning, and ethical guardrails that medical education absolutely requires. Those things don't just happen naturally in a well-written case. They need to be intentionally embedded. Think about what a resident actually needs from these cases. Sure, they need to understand the clinical presentation, but they also need to practice thinking about what could go wrong, what safety interventions are necessary, and how to connect patients to appropriate resources. If the AI-generated cases are weak in those domains, your training clinicians, who can recognize a presentation, but maybe aren't as sharp about the safety planning piece. So what's the practical takeaway? The authors are pretty clear on this. AI-generated psychiatric vignettes show real promise for medical education. They're not a dead end, but they can't be dropped into a classroom as is. They need mandatory expert faculty review and modification before they're used. And those modifications need to specifically target the safety and ethics gaps, strengthen the protective factors, make the help-seeking resources explicit, beef up the risk assessment components. Going forward, the researchers suggest that implementation should also include structured debriefing sessions, conversations where faculty walk students through not just the diagnostic reasoning, but also the risk assessment process and how they'd manage professional communication in a case involving chatbot use. What I appreciate about this research is that it's not saying, I can't help with medical education. It's saying, here's what AI does well, here's what it struggles with, and here's a roadmap for making it work. That's honest, that's useful, and that's the kind of evidence-based thinking we need as these tools become more prevalent in education. The paper's in NPJ Digital Medicine. Worth a read if you're involved in medical curriculum, psychiatric education, or just thinking about where AI fits into clinical training.